Welcome back to Spiked Up. I'm your co-host Sarah, and I'm here with
Rose. Hey, Sez.
Hey, it's I think this is episode 5 now. So yeah, it's coming along. Time is flying.
Yes, we're deep in the trenches now.
Feels like yesterday we recorded episode 0.
I know.
But yeah, a big week in athletics. We had 2 Australian records broken in the 10K. Lauren Ryan beat the women's, sorry, that was actually good, but we'll just cut that tiny bit. Yeah. Lauren Ryan broke the Australian record, I should say, Benita Willis's record. Lauren ran 30:35, which is an Olympic qualifier, and she also won the Zatopek, which also doubled as the national 10K. So she's booked her ticket to Paris. And Jack also ran a PB, 27:09, just missing out on the qualifier. But I think that puts him in a pretty good position to make Paris.
Yeah, well, he bettered his own Australian record. So, yeah. The 10K is tough. The times are very fast.
Yeah, and the fields are so small. I was talking to Jack today and I think he said he's 29th and they take like 27 or 28, I think he said. So, going to be pretty tight, but yeah.
Yeah, tough, it's quite, tough event. I mean, because it is a straight final. Like for the 5K, I think they take 40, but obviously there's 2 heats. But I didn't realize the field was that small. I thought it was about 30 or 35.
Yeah, so, I think you can also qualify through World Cross.
Yeah, so I think they leave a few spots for that too.
Yeah. Oh, it's hard.
It is tough. The 10K is tough. But yeah, good job, guys. Excellent running. It looked like there was some really fast times that night, so it must have been a really good night.
Yeah, definitely. Heaps of fast times. All right. So should we get into our training weeks? We're just doing a pretty stock standard episode today, getting into our training weeks, and then we'll move on to some questions and everyone's favorite segment, confession session.
Confession session. Yeah, we'll start our training week. I guess I'll start us off. My training week didn't go to the best start on Saturday. I didn't do the best session, but that's okay. I just wasn't feeling that great, and I sort of got to training. I was just feeling a little flat. And once I got into my running, like, there was obvious, like, something was up. So I sort of cut the session early. But so the original plan was we meet at this place called Gun Club, which is, like, Glen Rock, the national park. There's, like, a big fire trail. It's, like, quite hilly, and it's 1,500 out, 1,500 back, like we do out and backs. Yep. I'd say, like, it's, like, similar to going to, like, Wattle Park and doing the laps, yep, but instead it's an out and back. There's like 2 big hills in it. So we usually do 3x3K off 2 minutes there, and each 3K getting quicker. So start off quite conservative and then, yeah, get quicker.
So it's like a hilly 3K.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I hadn't been there in a while. So I wasn't really sure what like pace or time I was running. Like, some of the guys, Nick, who is in my group, he was asking me what I run usually. And I was like, honestly, no clue. I just run and hope for the best. And he was like, so pace. I was like, I actually have no idea.
I actually love those sessions where it's just like, I've got no idea. We just got vibe. It's a vibe day.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was really keen for this session. So when I started the first 3K, like, I was like, all right, let's go conservative. And I was sort of looking at the pace and it just was a bit like, it wasn't slow, but like my effort for that pace wasn't like on par. Like I was working pretty hard and I was getting dropped by the guys like a fair bit. And Scotty was like, oh, that's all right. Like, just see how you go into the next rep. Like, he wanted me just to pick it up a little bit. And I did. And it was just like, I just got dropped straight away. And I was trying so hard. I think I looked down, I was running like 330s and the effort was meant to be around 320s. And it was like a slight downhill section.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know. It was just one of those days where it just wasn't going well. So sort of Scotty said, look, just cut it. Like,
yeah,
there's no point like burying yourself today. You've done a good week of training already. Like, let's just, there's obviously something wrong. So let's just cut the session, jog, and we'll get on with it. Like,
yeah,
see how you're going tomorrow for long run. So that's what I did.
I think you kind of know when it's like just a bit of fatigue and you should like push through the session and just get it done. And then when it's like on, I'm actually really tired or whatever, and you know when to call it. I feel like there's such a like an obvious point. Like there's an obvious line, I reckon.
There is. And I'm usually really bad at calling my sessions. Like, it doesn't happen to me often, but when it does, like, if, like, Scotty's usually like, right, you're done. And, like, I'm like, no, I can keep going. But when he said I was done today, I was like, no, Rose, you got to listen to him. Like, he's saying it for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, just stop. Like, you're only going to do yourself more damage, like, trying to push yourself. Whereas, you know, you're fit now, like, just sort of missing out on this half session. Because I'd already done like half of it. It's not going to affect me too much.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah. I was really brave and I stopped my session and didn't make a fuss. I was pretty like, oh, I was a bit down. Like, it's just like frustrating.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I sort of just went home and like slept all day.
That's good. That's what you mean.
And then I just, because I had only got like 12K done that morning. I just went out for like an easy 10K double. Like, I was going to just do normal 30 minutes, but I was feeling okay. And just to get some running to legs, I did 10K. Probably not needed. Probably could have just done a normal double.
I did get in trouble for noise. That. Probably been a head noise happening there, but we'll move on.
I think that's a lot of head noise. I was like, oh, I'm not going to tell anyone that I did 10K. And I was like, okay, that just screams head noise. It's like on
Strava. At least you're owning it. That's the first step.
I know. Anyway, I was like, look, if this has got to better my mental health, I'm just going to do it. Like, whatever. Yeah. An extra 2K isn't going to make a difference. So anyway, that day, I went to bed that day and I was like, I'm just going to forget Saturday even happened.
Yep.
And then I was like, I didn't really put like, usually I run like with a group or like early in the morning on a Sunday. And I was just like, oh, I'm just going to sleep in and sort of go on my own time and just do like, I won't put any pressure on it. Like, I'll aim for an hour 45, but if I just do 90, then that's fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, I sort of just did 90, like really easy, just on my own, which I felt okay. Like, I didn't feel like amazing, but I felt a lot better than Saturday. So
that's good.
Yeah, I don't know. Saturday was just a bit of a hiccup, but yeah, Sunday I was back 90 minutes. Nice and easy. I went like relatively flat, 22K in 91 minutes. So I actually got moving towards the end.
Yeah.
I think I averaged, 4:12s, but it was flat. Well, so
yeah.
It wasn't too bad. And then Monday, back to normal programming. I did an easy hour, 14K. Again, nice and flat, 4:18s, or like a lap of Newcastle, I call it. I just like go like from where I live, like along the beach, like, and do literally the outskirts of Newcastle. So that's on the cool map, I like, on Strava, it has like the Newcastle sign and I've like done a full circle around it.
That's cool. If I ever
Sorry, you go.
if I ever come to Newcastle, I want to do that loop.
Yeah, we will. I always like, I'm like, oh, I wonder if anyone notices this. Like, because I always notice like small things like that on Strava. I don't know like why.
Yeah, I notice the loops. Like, if it's a really cool loop, I definitely notice that.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I wonder if anyone's picking up on this, but probably not. and then that afternoon I just went to the track and did strides again. So 3K warm up, 4x120 meter strides, and I just did 2 laps warm down. So it was around 4K. I didn't take my watch. I actually forgot it. So that's why I just went to the track and counted laps. But Yeah, that was pretty chill. And then Tuesday was a session. So in the morning, I did my double. I did 7K in the morning. And then that evening, we had a track session. So the session, like, overall wasn't too hard, but it had, like, three, like, hard reps in it. Just, yeah. Scotty just sort of wanted to challenge me to see, like, sort of where I am. So it was mile, 5x200, hard mile, 4x200, hard K, 3x200, and then 400, hard.
That sounds like very long.
Yeah, I feel like it does, but it didn't feel that long. I think because I wasn't thinking about the first mile or any of the 200s. So yeah, I was only really, like, thinking about the mile, K, and 400.
Yeah, yeah.
So we started off, the first mile was 5:20. That was, like, pretty relaxed lap jog. And then the 200s were 35, 35, 35, 34, 34. And they were all off 30 seconds.
Yep.
And then we had a lap jog. And then we started the hard miles. So Scotty sort of said to run between 72 and 73.
Yep.
So we averaged 72s, or just under. I ran 4:47 for that hard mile.
Nice.
Lap jog. And then 4 200s, which were in 34, 32, 33, 32. They were 45 seconds.
Yep.
And then hard K. Oh, sorry, lap jog after that. There's so many splits here. And then a hard K. And Scotty said to run 70s. I was originally thinking that we would run 68s. But he sort of was just like, I think 70s is enough, just given how you felt on the weekend. You don't want to reach too hard. Maybe if you feel good in, like, the last, like 300, just, like, pick it up a bit and finish strong. So that's what we did. Morg set it up. He ran the first, like, 600, and then I went around for the last lap. So we ran 2:51 for that K.
That's really good.
Which was good. Yeah, that was good moving. And then we had a lap jog, and then 3 200s, which were 32. Oh, sorry, there are only 2 200s there, not three. So 2 200s off 45 seconds, so 32:32. And then we had a hard 400, and I was like, okay, so I've never ran sub 60 in a session ever.
Yeah.
And when Scotty said we had a hard 400, I was like, in my head, okay, he wants me to run 59. Because Sienna, the young girl in our group who I mentioned last episode, she ran 59 at training the other day. And everyone was like, oh, my God. And I was like, oh, my God, I've never done that. Like, and I was like, okay, I need Sienna to, like, take me through in a fast 400 just to see what I could go.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was like, okay, I'll take the first 200, set it up, and then you go around me with, like, I don't know, 200 to go, 150 to go.
Yeah.
I went through the first 200 and I thought I was flying, and Scotty was like 31. I was like, oh. I can hear, feel Sienna like pushing up my back. Like, she was probably thinking, girl, hurry up. Like, this is not quick enough. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to hold on here. So then she went around me, and then Fletch went around me too, and they ran on. I think Fletch finished in 59. Sienna ran 61, and then I ran a 62. Which,
nice, that's not terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to go quicker, but that's okay. 62, I'm happy with.
But also, I felt big, like, session.
Yeah, there was a lot of running in it, but I think a lot of it was pretty easy running. Like, it was sort of just turning the legs over. So, look, I was happy with it, but it wasn't the 59 I was hoping for.
Next time, you'll get that.
Next time. And then Wednesday I went up and did easy hour with my friend JD. Shout out JD. I haven't ran with him in ages. So yeah, we just ran together an hour in 13K, 4:40s, which was nice. And then because we're recording on a Thursday today, as it's race week, we're going to Sydney tomorrow. Today, I just did a taper session. So it was just 15-minute threshold.
Yeah.
At 3:22s and then 4 by 30 seconds off 30 seconds. So, oh, yeah, it was nice. It was, I don't know, I haven't really done a taper session in a while. So, yeah.
Nice to freshen up.
Nice to freshen up. No pressure. I sort of forgot that because I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, okay, threshold, yep. And then I read Scotty's text and he was like, right, so this is what you're doing. I was like, oh, that's right. It's race week.
So you need to be ready for a big session.
Yeah, nah. Good solid week. Started not very good, but finished okay. So
yeah,
we're on the up.
Yeah, you came out on top.
Yeah. Hopefully I stay there.
Yeah. No, you will.
How manifest your week? It. Don't worry, I've been manifesting all week.
So I had a good week this week. So we did Saturday. We went to Wattle Park. And I actually didn't feel amazing in this session, but I still was able to get a decent one out, which was good. So we did with Georgia and Brooke as well, we did 4 laps of the oval, 2 hills of the like 380 hills, 2 laps, 2 hills, 4 laps.
Different.
And this time, like instead of doing continuous, which is what I normally do, I did the 30-second rest with Georgia and Brooke like in between.
Did you like that?
Well, the jury's still out. I actually think it was good at the end, like in the last 4 laps, because we were pretty tired. But at the start, I reckon my 2K like a couple of weeks ago felt easier than this week, because you've got the brakes, we were going a bit quicker.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it is that much easier, but anyway. So it's a 500-meter lap. Oh, and for anyone who goes to Wattle, we actually do the full lap now. So it does have a little bit of a hill in it. So you know how it's got that? So like we used to do laps of like the 500-meter oval, but it wasn't actually 500 because we'd cut off that bit. You know when it goes up to like the seat? We'd cut it off. Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. So it might be like 480 or something like that. But now, because the path has been redone, we actually go up the hill where the seats are and come back around. And so it is actually 500. But anyway, that was just a side note.
Just a PSA, guys. It is 500.
Yeah. And it does have a hill. So
yeah.
Anyway, so we did 90, 91, 90, 89 for the first ones. So I don't actually know. That's 3-minute pace, I think.
And then 90s is 3-minute pace.
Yeah, that was dumb of me. Just ignore that. And then for the hills, we went 62, 63. So as soon as we finished the laps, we jogged straight down the hill. So, yeah, 62, 63, and then 2 minutes rest. And then
they sound fast, those hills.
Yeah, I think, like, I've done an all-out rep up it, and I ran 59. But that was like going as hard as I could, and the rest of the session was easy. So yeah, averaging like 62, 63, which we have been recently, is way better than we've done before. So
yeah, girls are moving.
So then, yeah, the next 2 laps were 94, 92, and then the next hills were 63, 63. And then we had a 3-minute rest, which was nice. And then we went 96, 94, 94, 93. So yeah, I actually was feeling kind of average, but I was able to get it out a good session, which I was happy with. And then I did gym as well that day because I missed gym because of the race on Thursday. So
I forgot to add in my gym days. PSA, I gymmed Monday, Wednesday.
We do gym, guys.
Everyone playing at home, I have been gymming.
And then Sunday I went out to Yarra Flats, and I did the like loop with, so I arrived and it was like Brett, Charlotte, Reese, Logie and Lockie Morehouse. And I was like, great, I'm literally going to keep up for 10 minutes. And
then sweet. So who am I going to run with today?
Yeah. And then we get like 10 minutes in and Morehouse is still jogging with me. And I'm like, Lockie, you can go ahead. Like, don't worry, I can just jog on my own. And he was like, nah, 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 like, we're all good. And then so he stayed with me. And then like halfway through the run, Logie and stuff like came past us because they went around on the swamp that we cut through.
Yeah.
So they ended up being behind us and then caught up to us. And Logie was like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm going to run with you guys. So
that was, very like, tactical.
Yeah, he was like, I'm so cooked. So yeah, we did 21K at 4:25s. And then Monday I did 40 minutes in the morning, super easy, just from home at 4:43s. And then in the afternoon I did strides at Collingwood track, and I spiked up and stuff, tried to get the legs going a bit.
Nice.
And then Tuesday we actually kind of had a bit of a similar session in a way. So we did mile and then two sets of 5 400s with 30 seconds rest. And then me, Georgia and Brooke had to do an all out 400. So a bit similar to yours. Yeah. So
you would have ran quicker.
We did like the bulk of the session. We had actually a huge group, like Charlotte, Sinead, heaps of guys in there, Morehouse, Thorpey. Yeah, we had a really big group, which was great. Although some of the splits, yeah. Anyway, it was like a massive train, so it was a bit messy if you were at the back of the train.
Yeah.
But Lockie did a perfect pacing job. He was like a metronome. Anyway, so.
Good job, Lockie.
Yeah. The mile we did in 78s, which was spot on. He nailed that. And then we did lap jog. And then, so the 400s were in 74s, but then the third one we had to go 71. So yeah, we went 74s and then 71 on the third and then lap jog and then same thing in the second set, 74s. And then the third one was 70. And yeah, I was feeling pretty good with that. I think there was a little bit of carnage, but I was happy with, I was feeling like pretty strong.
Carnage at the back of the train?
Just like, yeah, there was. Yeah, it was a hard session, I would say, but I think I was feeling pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
Which I was happy with.
Sorry, I thought you meant like people were like tripping up behind you and stuff.
No, no. Nah, none of that. There was just a few casualties.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you now.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, who fell?
Yeah. And, yeah, so I was happy with that. I definitely could have done another set, but I also knew that I had this all-out 400. So yeah, then after that I had 4 minutes rest, so I jogged a lap and I think added a little bit, and then I ran a 400 and I ran 58
drum roll,
flat,
please.
58 flat.
Damn.
Which I was happy with. Nick actually got it as 57.9, but I think
would take
that
Nick's
was,
timing.
Yeah, I'm just
usually
like,
he's slower.
I know. Yeah. Usually he's slower. To be fair, I think I was a little bit late on the time.
Yeah, excuse me, claim Nick's time. What are you doing?
But yeah, I was really happy with that. We were in like on grass. I wasn't wearing carbon shoes or anything. I was just in the Rebels.
Shivers.
So yeah. And I was happy with, yeah, I went into it. I was like, I reckon I'm feeling actually pretty good. I reckon I'll try for sub 60, but like, if I get 60, I'll still be happy, because it was also a hurricane. It was so windy. That was the windiest day at Waverley by far.
Oh,
that
really?
I've been there. Like in this season. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. And yeah, before the last rep, I was like to Nick, oh, like, is there anyone else doing it with us? Like, do we have a guy to pace us? And he was like, nah, just you guys. And then Tim got one of his athletes, Durham, to pace us, which was so helpful. Shout out to Durham.
Did he run the full 400?
Yeah, he did. And so he did, he was like, I'll get us through in 29 and then we'll see. And yeah, he actually ran, I think it was 30. So we negative splitted which was good.
Yeah, that's great. Was the wind, yes. Where was the wind in your back? On the home straight?
No, on the back straight. Oh. So we were actually fighting into the headwind down the front. Yeah, but it was so good because as soon as he went through the 200, he picked it up. And so, yeah, it was, he was very beneficial. So I was happy with that.
Good job.
Yeah. And then in the afternoon, I did a 5K double, just 4:43s from home. I didn't actually have time to do gym because I had work. And then my sister actually just got engaged.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we had, like, she lives in the UK, but we had dinner with his, like, Max, now fiancé, his family.
And, oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, this is getting really personal.
Well, congrats.
Yeah, congratulations to her. So I had to rush off to that dinner, so I didn't have time to do gym that day. So Wednesday I did an hour just from home, 4:38s, and then in the afternoon, that night, sorry, I did gym. And then this morning we had a taper session at Caulfield Racecourse, and I did a lap of the racecourse at Threshold. I think I was 3:29s today. And then we did three laps of the oval, just like a bit quicker than Threshold. So yeah, pretty chill. And then tomorrow I'll just do a little jog. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's race. Well, me and Sarah are both racing on Saturday at to our national 3K championships, which also doubles at the Sydney Track Classic.
Yeah. Have you raced at AS Marks?
Never. No.
Wow.
Have you?
Nah, I haven't.
It's really funny that it's there, but apparently it's weird. Apparently State Lillais or something is on at Homebush, and they've got like the booking. And then so we've been shunned to ES Marks, but I don't know. It's funny because you'd think that they could just like, I'm pretty sure Lillais is like a day thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's like, true.
Yeah. And you'd think that they would put the seniors there because it's like, I don't know. It's pretty cool for like the younger athletes to come and watch like, you know, Australia's best runners go race at the Sydney Track Classic.
Yeah. It will be good though because it will have like, because it is smaller, it'll feel like a bigger crowd.
Yeah, true.
But it know. Is a great track at Homebush.
Yeah, yeah. I just thought that was interesting because, like, yeah, but apparently they're just completely separate, Lillais and Athletics.
Yeah,
Australia.
I didn't know that. They're separate, like, I don't know, organisations, I guess.
I could be completely wrong.
I was going to say like separate brands. I was like, no, nah, that's not right.
Different organizations.
Yeah.
And maybe they're head to head, they've got beef. I don't know. Something's going on there. But we've
Can
been...
someone write in and tell us if there's beef?
Yeah, let us know. Someone please no tell one... us the gossip behind that.
No one is going to write in.
You never know. Someone might know.
Yeah, true.
All right. So where are ES Marks?
Yeah, which is near Centennial Park, if there's anyone from Sydney. Who I guess everyone from Sydney would know where that is anyway. But yeah, so we'll get to some questions. So we've got one question here. Do we say the name? I never know when to say the name now. Okay, so this is from Maddie Roberts. She's got two questions. So you both seem so laid back about your racing and training, even though you compete at the highest level. How do you maintain this composure?
Oh,
do you want to go first?
Yeah, that is a really good question. I feel like I had to like really teach myself how to be more relaxed because I know I went like more into detail about it in the last episode, but I used to be like pretty intense going into races. Like I just was not relaxed at all. So I think once you start racing a lot, you sort of realize that like every result like is different, if that makes sense. Like it's just like you're always going to get something out of the race, like you're always going to be learning from the race. So whatever happens, you just sort of got to like run your best. There's no point wasting energy worrying about what time or like what place you're going to run. Like if you're fit and you're confident, like the result will come with that.
Yeah, It depends on what phase you're in your training. Like, yeah, we're all on a bit of a different journey. I think I'm similar to Rose in that I used to, you know, get so nervous and take every race as like the be all and end all race. And then, yeah, in 2022, Nick like said to me when we were in Europe, he was like, you just got to relax. Like, and he just kept telling me like, relax, relax, relax. And like, I was like, I don't know how to, like, you can't just be like, just relax. Like, you can't just like flick a switch. But I actually really found it helpful. Like, as soon as I started taking myself like a little bit less serious, I like ran so much better. Like, as soon as I just kind of zoomed out and was kind of like, you know what? We are just running around a track for fun. Just trying your best is like, no one really cares at the end of the day how you go except you. So it's like, just have fun with it, and take yourself less seriously. That's what helped me.
Yeah. And another thing that helps me is like, and I know everyone's situation is different. A lot of people don't have like people to travel with or like race with, and, you know, maybe like their friends don't do it, but like, going to races like with friends and stuff, yeah, like with our group, like everyone's in the same boat, so yeah, it does keep like everything a lot more relaxed. Like, you can like joke about it and whatever,
yeah,
and we've always got people to like bring us up, and if we don't get the result we wanted, we've also got people to lean on. So yeah, if you just like find someone like that can be like that for you, that also helps.
Yeah, like as soon as I get to a track and I see you or Griffo, I just instantly relax, because like, or Izzy as well. It's just like, we train together. Like, we're so used to each other's company. You know, we're going into this war. We're going into this battle together. Like, yeah, having friends really helps for sure. But in saying that, like, we do still get extremely nervous. I still get very, very nervous. Like, it's not, you know, I'm not going into racing just like so chilled out. And you still have those doubts and everything, but you just get more used to dealing with it when you do race so much. Yeah, I think it's
like you like turning those nerves into like motivation.
Yeah.
Like Mori Plant, I was so nervous. And I said to you so many times, and I was saying to Izzy, like, guys, I'm so nervous. And you guys are like, you'll be right, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I am so nervous. But like, there's being nervous. There's like being nervous because you care. And then there's also like being nervous because you're scared.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And like, if you've prepared well, and you've done as much as you can and your fitness is in a good spot, the nerves are because you care. Like, you don't need to be nervous that you're unprepared or anything like that. So yeah, it is a bit different when like you're doing a marathon and you've trained for like months and months for this one race. I can see that would be extremely nerve-wracking because you've put so much effort into that one effort. I haven't really experienced that, so I can't give a whole lot of advice. But yeah, because we race a lot, we get used to it. And then her next question is, would you consider running a half mara after your track season is finished? What draws you to the shorter races? Yeah, maybe.
I'd love to see you in a half.
You'd love to see me just
die. No, I reckon you'd do all right.
No.
I actually reckon you'd do good. Oh my God, that sounded so like simple then. You'd do good.
You'd do good. Thanks, Rose. I would definitely want to run a marathon eventually, but I would just do it. Like, I'd train to be able to finish. I wouldn't train to get a certain time or anything like that. I just train to finish. But yeah, I would potentially do a half marathon, but that would be way down the line. But I do like road races. I think they're really fun. But I really like speed and shorter races in the track, so definitely prefer that.
Yeah. But I mean, I've ran two halves. I've done I did Melbourne half in 2022. And then I did, which I ran 74 minutes. I wasn't going very well then. It was at the end of the track season. I just got back from Europe and there was a few things that weren't going very well. I had really low iron and I didn't know. And I don't think I was very fit. Anyway, so I ran I think I ran 74. I kind of didn't really look at the result. And then I've done Gifu, which I did last year. It would have been April. Yeah. And I ran 71 minutes there, which again, it was 71. It was okay. But I would like to run some more halves. I really enjoyed it. It's a very, different race. I remember when I raced Gifu, I felt so good at, 11K. And I was, leading the main pack. I was pushing the pace. And, I remember Izzy was in our pack and she was, lagging a bit. And I was like, oh, Izzy, come on. you're meant to be the half queen. At 16K, everything just fell apart. And Izzy just comes through.
You know that meme? 5K later. Yeah.
It was like that. And I was whoop, okay, bye.
It is hard because you are doing 5K training. That's hard to run a marathon off that.
I know. I had dropped my gel. I don't know if gels are that important in a half. I've heard people say that they don't use it, but God, I needed it. I dropped my gel at 5K. I had it in so dumb. I had it in my pants, just sort of sticking out of my briefs. And I was like, oh, they'll definitely stay. And then 5K in, I just felt it drop. And I was like, no.
Oh, that's so annoying.
I know, and I would have loved that gel at around 13K. That would have been great, but that's okay. It's all learning.
I remember Jen, it may have been the Gold Coast Diaries, I can't remember, but she did it and she was so stressed because she hadn't really raced one and she was oh, I'm just going to follow what Rose and Izzy do with all the fueling and stuff.
She was following what I do and I was like, Jen, I'm the worst person to follow. And then she was like, that's right, we'll follow Izzy. So then me and Jen were copying Izzy, literally every step. Izzy would have been okay, enough, go away. Izzy has rice, we have rice. Izzy has a muesli bar, we have a muesli bar.
Izzy stretches, we stretch.
Yeah. Oh, Izzy's doing 4.5K warm up, we'll do 4.5K.
That's so funny.
Izzy would have been so sick of us, but nah. I would like to run more. Eventually, maybe at end of this season, we'll see.
Nice. That would be fun. I'd like to see you in a half again. We had a few questions around the menstrual cycle. So this is just for the female listeners, but male listeners, welcome to listen to.
You might learn something.
Yes. And it's very important. 50% of the population deal with this. So
so steady facts.
Sorry. Keeping it real. What are your thoughts around adjusting your training during your menstrual cycle? Obviously, everyone is super different, and so it is hard to answer for everyone. But for me personally, I just go off how I feel. If I'm not feeling great, then I just go a little bit easier. I still do the same sessions and everything like that. And having a bad session every now and then is totally fine. It's normal for guys and girls. So and I think it is a bit hard for us because we can't really afford to change our training a whole lot, just because we do have to train pretty hard all year round.
You just got to listen to your body. If you're not feeling good, go easy, take a day off. But if you feel okay, then, and you feel like you can run through it, then do that.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. But I think you hit the nail on the head then, says. Yeah. Did I get that saying right?
Yeah, you did. Obviously everyone is different and affect different levels of being affected by it. So yeah, just do what you can.
Listen to your body.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So now we'll move on to confession session.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now we'll do it anonymous because I stuffed that up last time. I exposed someone.
Yeah.
So We'll start with this one. So, cheated in park run to beat my PB. Didn't beat it and got caught by my grandma.
Oh, goodness. Cheating is not the answer.
Did he get caught by not running a PB, or did he actually get caught in the race by his grandma?
Maybe his grandma caught him because she saw him like cut the loop or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's so like, funny.
Grandma's came out to film him and saw him. It's like, thank you for being raw and honest, but cheating is never the answer.
Yeah.
That's funny though, because he's like coming back and everyone's like, congratulations. And he's literally just like, whoop.
Okay. Do you have them in front of you? I can read out the next one. I poo emojied myself on a run with a girl when we were dating in the first stages of dating.
And then there's a part two. We have been now dating for 5 years. So didn't scare her away.
Yeah, maybe she never found out.
True. Maybe, yeah.
I mean, if you didn't get in the car together at the end, maybe she never knew. I don't know.
Yeah, wow. Or she just doesn't care.
Yeah.
You just wooed her over by personality.
Brave girl.
She is one understanding girl.
Okay, and next one. Can I expose this person?
Yeah, go on. He would expose us.
Yeah. So this is actually Brett, so from our rival podcast. And he said, on Saturday, my watch ran out of battery 500 meters from home, so I stopped and walked home.
Oh.
So just because your watch isn't on, it means it doesn't count, apparently.
Nah, that's no good. You can't be doing that.
I'm going to message Nick, Brett, so watch out.
Yeah, he would listen to this. He'd hear it.
Yeah.
I want to know, did it say, like, on Saturday, was it, like, morning, afternoon?
I think it was morning.
Oh, true. So he only did, like, I don't know how far he did on Saturday morning.
He probably did, like, 13.5K.
No good. Shocking. The only person who's cheating is yourself.
I was just going to say that. You're only cheating yourself. I remember we did this warm down at Wattle Park and we were running and Jude, like we finished. So it was 20 minutes and so I stopped my watch. But I stopped it like just before, I guess, the loop finishes, like just before you get to the car park. And Jude turns around and he's like, you're only cheating yourself.
Why can I picture that, like, in his voice?
I know. And I was like, bro, I made it to 20 minutes. It's just a 20-minute walk. I would have gone whack. Yeah, I should have. That's all of our confessions for this week. Do you have a confession?
You know what? I actually don't. And
neither do I.
Oh, and you know what? I was like, hopefully people have sent their confessions in because I don't have any to confess. I've been so raw and honest this week.
I know. I don't either. I'm sorry, guys. We'll have to hopefully something, you know, juicy we'll happens up. Next week.
Yeah. Well, Cez and I are gonna be recording in the same room again.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. We're both heading to Falls Creek on Monday. So we'll be together.
We might have a special guest. I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
Yeah.
But all that matters is the band is back together.
Yeah, that's the main thing. And it will be so much easier to record because we can actually be in person and not over Zoom.
Yeah, exactly.
So it'll be nice.
Oh, God. Our podcast is just going to, like, skyrocket.
Yeah. I was just going to say, we can't forget that Box Hill Classic is tonight. But I realize when this comes out, everyone will know the results. But
What is tonight?
The Box Hill Classic. So there's a 1K and a 5K. Brooke's running the 1K and then Stewie, Coscarin, and I think a few others Paul are racing the 1K.
Oh, cool. Are you going to watch?
Well, I actually have a massage with Whitey when all the races are on. Yeah, I booked it.
You can live stream it. Is it live streamed?
Yep, I think it will be. But Box Hill has installed the wave lights.
Oh, I saw that on Instagram. They look sick.
Yeah,
They
so
look
it's going
like
to be,
Christmas lights.
yeah, it's going to be the first race in Australia with wave lights, which is pretty cool.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
On the fastest track in Australia.
Yep. So hopefully everyone's watched it. I can't say go watch it because it'll come out
It'll
after.
be done. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Anyway.
thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Hopefully, we'll be back next week. Hopefully we've got some good results after Sydney. Says
Yep.
and I are racing, and yeah, we'll see you in Falls Creek.
See you guys.